Blog Talk Radio.
Dobro jutro. Bonjour. This is Kathy, live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners in any country around the world. Imagine thousands of shows and millions of listeners. With our technology today, all it takes is a click, and you could discover what the world has to say. You've heard me say this several times, that Confucius say that if you love what you're doing, you never work a day in your life. And I don't, because I love what I am doing. Live with Kathy. You could call in on 347-637-3789. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. And then, you could write to me, Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, studio at sbcglobal.net. And you want to write to me? Come on. Before I give you the address, let's just take a great big cat stretch. Meow, meow. Remember, the first hour is the rudder of the day. You're the landscaper. You designed your life. How is your life going? Are you in joy? Are you in gratitude? Do you feel good now? Are you happy now? Come on. Pick up that mirror. Take a look at the landscaper that designed your life. Your life is like the palette to an artist. Pick and choose. And you know what the beautiness is? That if you don't like an aspect of your life, you could change it. You know, when we talk about if you want to change your life, change your thinking, well, that's a generalization. Is there some aspect of your life? Let's say that pretty much of everything in your life is going okay, but there's one aspect that needs tweaking. Well, then change your thinking. Because once you've put a thought out there, it is there. The universe has embraced it. You own it. It's yours. So you could write to me at Post Office Box 95913. Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Share with me. Now, when I take pauses, I don't want to sound like I'm a wrecking train. I want you to truly digest what I'm talking about. Because most of you don't know that you're off to great places. Oh, today is the day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way. Don't you just love Dr. Seuss? Tell me what you're thinking of. What is it? What topics do you want me to address on the show? Because the show is eclectic. Oh, I could talk about aging for time and all eternity, but come on now. I love to be versatile. Because there are so many aspects of our life that you're afraid of, that there's fear. For example, if you're in your 50s, you've been out of job for a couple of years, the fear of going back into the marketplace could be daunting. It doesn't have to be, because you're not in this alone. So what dream do you have still dancing in your heart? What is it that you wanted to accomplish? See the reality of your dream, your goals. And it could happen. Oh, but, darlings, you have to make the decision. You have to make the decision. And then I want you to log on my domain, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. C-A-T-H-I, Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N, Speaks, S-P-E-A-K-S, .com, and click on all of the buttons. Even though I'm in the winter of my life, I think of it as the springtime. Get Vivaldi's Four Seasons. Oh, it's just magnificent. And you've heard me say time and time again that the danger of middle age is the fact that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go. And Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. But it matters to a lot of people. They just simply stop. They stop because they've been programmed to believe that at a certain age in America, you're in God's waiting room. It doesn't have to be that way. I'm moving higher and climbing higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new beginnings, new portals, new vistas to enter, to explore. Come on, your mountain is waiting. So get on your way. It's 2013. You've been mandated to share your expertise because you're all brilliantly talented. Did you pick up that mirror? Say hello to the choreographer of your life. That's what most people don't get. Oh, they're into blame. I'm going to blame everyone. My mother, my father, I'm too old, I'm too sick, I'm too dumb, I don't have enough money. That's all bull crap. You have all of the resources right there at your fingertips. Now, at this point, Now, remember to click on all of the buttons, and we'll come back to the domain later in the show. Because the topic of today's show is, who cares? Who on earth cares? And it has to do with exercise. But more about that a little bit later. Now, this is Wednesday, December 11th, and And the offer is still there. All you need to do is contact me. Oh, take this down. This is my landline, 847-882-8717. And tell me what show you heard the offer on. It's on for the entire month of December. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a String Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer. than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment. You don't even have to buy the book. I'm giving it to you. I'm sending it to you. It's about 80 pages. So what I'm suggesting is that you forward it to someone that you know at Staples, Office Depot, or Office Max. Have them print it out and bind it for you. And now you have it. You want to reinvent the wheel? Be my guest. But why not give the elixir a shot? And I always impress everyone, encourage everyone, to pay attention to the opening chapters on acupressure. Your body, with your fingertips, you could release the toxins, get them out of your body. Now, you got to know that I am not a medical person. I don't have an MD, a PhD, a DDS. All I have been fortunate of, many are selected. I've been chosen. I've been studying the phenomena of aging since the age of 7, when I knew I didn't want to grow old. And it's been fascinating. Your body and brain don't age, we do. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. You're invited to call in 347-637-3789. And did you listen to yesterday's show? What your boss won't tell you? And it was very sad when I read that women, you know, we're brilliant. Move over, guys. I need to sing the praises of women right now. Aren't we brilliant? Come on, we raised you. That you have to give us credit for. And we learned how to run a big company long before you ever did. All of you stay-at-home moms and dads, how daunting is it to run a household? It's all in the book. 60 years of my methods and techniques. So I don't know, are you 50? How do you want to look when you're 55? 60, 65. Every 7 years, we go through a biological and physiological change. Where are you at? And you want to know what? You are the landscaper. And unfortunately, some minds are set in cement, thoroughly mixed up and permanently set. I think good change. You know, this is the way I always did it, so be it. This is how it's going to be. Toxic negative thinking. Hey, it's your life. It's your body. And it's your choice. But if you're going back, considering going back into the arena of working for someone else, be sure and log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and then click on December 10th. You will be amazed when I do the research. By the way, I want to acknowledge all of my mastermind people. Much of what I said is, of course, my personal feeling on many core things that are happening in the world today. And I have an edge on all of you. I've lived longer than most. But I think, Ernest Holmes, Khalil Gibran, Raven Charles Barker, James Rose, all of the magazines that I get, and the reports of the studies that have been handled through universities. I can't do it all. So in the book, The Elixir of Youth, I acknowledge I've been fortunate to experience life on layman's terms with intelligent vision and futuristic insights Throughout the book, I quote many experts, theologians, men and women who have achieved their goals. So to them, please, I'm not plagiarizing, not stealing your material. There are just too many of you to list. I salute and acknowledge your contributions to extending the quality of mankind. And the book that you're going to get, I mean, it's been dedicated to the spirit that never ages and to all who want to sing and dance through life. And we have a measure of life. Ages 20, 80, and beyond. My story, first things first. How could you not want to have this book that is timeless? There isn't a thing that I would change. I might add a few things, but certainly there isn't a thing that I would change. Now, listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners in any country around the world. By the click of the button, discover what the world has to say. It's an exciting springtime. It's a springtime of my life. It's an exciting season. Well, I'm wondering, are you going to let it absolutely wear you down and exhaust you? How could there be joy in loving and giving if you're a train wreck? It doesn't have to be that way. Now, on tomorrow's show, it's going to be Pathway to Longevity. That's at 11, and on Friday, December 13th at 6:30 in the morning, Beauty Forever. On the 18th, 11 a.m., Romantic Gift Giving. The 18th, 8 a.m., Good Night. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. But if they do, bite them back so they won't bite tomorrow night. Ah, that was our little prayer, our little rhythm, our rhyme that we would use with our babies when we were putting them to bed. And then on Thursday the 19th, Finding Your Joy. On the 20th at 6:30 in the morning, Holiday Gifts of Health that truly warm the heart. I love to make my gifts. I don't have the time to do it now, but you'll have to stay tuned for the rest of the shows because I'll tell you about the beautiful pineapple that no one in the world is making. What a unique and special gift from the heart. Now, the pineapple in Hawaii means welcome. So welcome to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And the show is Who Cares? You know, I've had just about enough. I am an exercise evangelist. I'm an experienced, sassy stair climber. I'm on the President's Council of Physical Fitness and Sports. America, you're it. Get fit right now. Did you know that obesity-related illnesses cost you, the American, $190 billion? I didn't say million, I said billion, B-I-L-L-I-O-N, dollars every year. Okay, now let me tell you about, before I go into Who Cares? And exercise is a personal choice, let me tell you a little bit about your body. Did you know that your heartbeat anywhere, your heart beats anywhere from 60 to 100 times every minute? Now imagine, doing bicep curls at that pace, that's about 100,000 times a day and up to 3 billion times in the average person's life. What's also very impressive about the heart, it's a muscle. Its ability to adapt to our lifestyle. During a vigorous workout, more than 70% of the heart's output fuels your working muscle. For example, compared with just 20% while you're less active, you have about 100,000 miles of various blood vessels laid end to end, and your heart pumps about 2,000 gallons of blood through them every day. A working muscle consumes the same fat molecule that helps fuel a cancer cell. So in reality, being active reduces the risk of cancer. And yet, darling, I'm at a loss. Why are you all so lazy? You know, this is your body. Now, come on, I want to give you a visual. This is your body. Now, on the outside, we're all different, but turn us inside out and we're all the same. Heart, adrenals, liver, kidneys, bladders, gallbladder. Now, what separates us is our choices, Now, I could have the same body as, say, Anne, my sister. You know, we have the eyes, we ear, the five senses, so on and so forth. But when it comes to exercising the body, she can't hold a candle. You see, Bill, the silver fox and I, my husband, we were doing this when it was unfashionable in the 1950s. I didn't know any other way. And I'm being very honest, I thought everyone did what I did. Get up in the morning, get dressed, hit the road, babe. I was shocked as I matured and grew into more exposure, reaching people's lives. Most people go through an exercise phase. I never outgrew mine, but it made sense. But you know, when I was 7, I knew I didn't want to grow old. And then when I was 11, I was in heaven because I found a form of expression that literally changed my life, classical ballet. And you know, it feels so good. It feels so good. And the body just loves you. And your brain is saying, thank you, thank you, thank you for the blood circulation. Don't you care enough about you, your body? Let me give you a visual. This is from the Chicago Tribune, March 18, 2007. I extrapolated this from Live Longer, Better, Wiser. You can stop normal aging, and this is by a doctor. When you don't exercise, your muscles let out a steady trickle of chemicals that tell every cell to decay. Day after day after day. This new research reveals surprising facts about our changing bodies. Most aging is just the dry rot we program into our cells by sedentary living, junk food, and stress. It's your choice. I'll get back to that. We're talking about the amazing body. Did you know that you did breathe 25,000 times without trying? If you had to consciously choose to breathe that often, you'd never get anything else done or be able to sleep. So thank your brain stem for making the habit of breathing automatically. Automatic. Curious why you need to inhale and exhale so often? Well, we humans have a very high metabolism. At rest, you demand about 7 to 10 ounces of oxygen each minute, and your lungs are perfectly designed to handle these truckloads of oxygen. They contain about 300 million microscopic air sacs called alveoli, which provide the surface area roughly equivalent to half a tennis court to bring oxygen into the body while releasing carbon dioxide. How about your body? Breathing. Oh, bellow breathing is what I call it. Diaphragm breathing. You want to learn about it? Well, you could call me at 847-882-8717, and I'll walk you through it. Or you could call in today at 347-637-3789. Now, look at your plate. Come on. Look at your plate. The fountain of youth can be found on it. My diet is outlined in secret number 2. And it's Mediterranean. Yep. I eat everything. Calves, liver, steak. I love it all. But I also know how to neutralize any free radical damage. I mean, when I say I eat a steak, I don't eat the whole cow. And fish. And oh, do I ever have a marvelous pasta dinner. Now, if you want foods to lower your blood pressure, sesame and rice bran oil. They found that people who cooked with the blend of the two sold at health food stores saw a drop in blood pressure almost comparable with the decrease that results from taking medication. Now, this is from the American Heart Association. Remember, I am not medical. Research believe the effect is due to the oils, fatty acids, and antioxidants such as sesame, sesame, and a whole bunch of other stuff. I can't pronounce the names, but you could listen to the show, and you could log on. Go to foods for lower your blood pressure. And now, type in sesame and rice bran oil. Now, go figure. Eat the potato. Or don't eat the potato. Eating 2 small helpings a day decrease blood pressure by about 4% without causing weight gain. This is due to a study at the University of Scranton last year. They believe the drop is likely due to the high levels of healthful oxidant compounds in the Purple Majesty potatoes. Other studies have identified in all potatoes substances that have blood pressure lowering effects similar to those of ACE inhibitors. Ah, it's a type of medication. Do you have high blood pressure? Beet juice. People who drank about 8 ounces of beetroot juice experienced a decrease in blood pressure of about 10 mm. A glass a day could help keep blood pressure at a lower, healthier level. Check with your doctor. CoQ enzyme 10. Coenzyme Q10. A substance your body produces naturally in small amounts. It's beneficial because it encourages heart cells to produce more energy. I take it every day. Now, they claim that genes predict weight loss surgery success. Some obese, I mean morbidly obese patients, shed 60% of their weight after bariatric surgery, while others struggle to lose just 15%. Soon, prospective surgery patients may learn in advance how much weight they are likely to use. By the way, obesity is a disease. It is a disease. Cardiologist, endocrinologist, it's a disease. Obesity is not just a behavioral issue that is due to changes in the brain and body chemistry that make losing weight difficult and encourage physicians to play an active role in their patient's weight. And in most cases, the doctor needs to lose weight too. Now there's a blockbuster blood sugar drug. We'll talk about that later. I'm not a proponent of drugs. The healthiest diet rediscovered. I said it years ago when they said the Mediterranean, the Greek diet, whatever you want to call it. Where else can you snack on nuts and enjoy olive oil-soaked bread? But as doctors and nutrition experts zealously promoted, it's a vegan style over the past decade, the diet fell out of favor. Now the Mediterranean diet is back, after two important studies recently confirmed its powerful health benefits, better brain power, healthier heart. Better brain power, healthier heart. I eat it all, but I exercise. I pay attention. Every 7 years we go through a biological and physiological change in our body. Who are you listening to? What on earth are you doing? I don't know. I don't know what it's going to take. But I'm going to tell you something, honey. I ain't going to change my diet. Listening to Life with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. You could call in at 347-637-3789. Log on. You could email me, Kathy Studio, at sbcglobal.net. You could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Log on to my domain, kathywatsonspeaks.com. And today's show is Who Cares? You know what? I don't care. I'm here to supply the information. Now, I do care about me. I care about Bill, my husband, my kids. But I can't take on the weight of the world because you're not listening anyway. You're not listening anyway. Oh, there goes Kathy again. Oh, dear. She's like a walking encyclopedia, a commercial, over and over and over and over again. I don't. You know, there was a time that I really did care. I thought, oh, you know, my ego got in the way. Oh, I really have to help these people. Well, I found out it's like network marketing, multi-level marketing. Some will, some won't, so what next? So if you want to be in my consortium of living your life like it's golden, then get the book, The Elixir of Youth, and you know how to get it. Now, before I go into, I didn't realize we were so running out of time. I get so caught up in my passion. I want to invite you to partner with me on Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Do you have a product? Do you have a purpose? Do you have a service? Do you have an invention? What is it that you want to share with the world? And you can do it via talk show, radio, blog. Now, if you're expecting the floodgates to open that you want 1,000 new customers, no. Take your money and put it somewhere else. I'm here to develop your persona. I'm here to help you discover who you really are. It's a process. It's a process in personal growth. And it is one step at a time. Now, I've made it so affordable. You can be on the air with me for 10 weeks. You call me at 847-882-8717. Or call in at 347-637-3789, and I'll walk you through the process. It's affordable. I work with you on your mini Marshall, and it's heard 4 times a week. We're developing you. Well, let's see what hat you wear. Do you want to wear the hat of being a guest as a co-host on my show? Do you want to hear how you really sound on radio without spending thousands and thousands of dollars of going to a recording studio? Your voice is your passport to your future. Oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. You're branding your identity. It's your signature. How do you sound? How long would you be listening to me if this is how I sound? There are methods and techniques that you will learn when you're under my umbrella. Imagine holding an audience spellbound while I introduce you, your business, to the world. The world will discover what you have to say. And then we pick a date. It's heard 4 times a week. The introductory offer is 10 weeks. So they hear you 40 times, and then you're invited to be a guest host, and now you're going to listen, because the shows are archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, and click on the date. Now you're mandated to sit there and listen quietly. After the show, ask yourself, was I impressive? Would I jump up and order the product that I want to share with the world? Well, many times, and well, come on, I have to be honest, we got to tweak. There's no constructive criticism. There's tweaking. We're learning. We're growing. And the good news, age has nothing to do with it. Nada, nada. In fact, it's more exciting because, you see, octogenarians are shaping the world. We're unstoppable. So your age has nothing to do with it. In fact, it's even better because now you're sending a viral message to everyone. Look, if I could do it, so could you. So call me at 847-882-8717. You know, we're living longer, and as the population ages, the need for your product and service grows and grows and grows. Take time to live. Our world in life have so much to give. And one of my partners, Ironworkers, District Council of Chicago and Vicinity, my mission and purpose is to acknowledge them, to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction, to illuminate the character of ironworkers and their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that ironworking offers a full spectrum in career development? Earned while you learn, 4-year apprenticeship, college affiliated. You have to log on ironworkers.org, get in touch with them. Imagine after 4 years, you've earned money, you've learned, you've been educated, your health care and your pension are intact, follow you everywhere. How sweet is that? Do you qualify? I don't know. Log on ironworkers.org. You want to find out more and learn more about the ironworking and the proud men and women who work in our trade? YouTube.com/Union Ironworkers and YouTube.com/Ironworkers Impact. And then log on IronFest.com or the blog talk show August 9th and celebrate the spirit of brotherhood. Remember, no matter where you look, a road, a bridge, a building, without ironworkers, it would not be standing. Their work buried, never to be seen by the naked eye. But look at the Empire State Building, the John Hancock, the Trump Tower. Come on. They are co-creators of art. Ironworkers.org. There's a book out called Choices. And they're celebrity authors in their own right. They chose to share their story with you on where they got from way back to here. It's a book that you need to have at your fingertip. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs, introduced by moi, Kathy Watson. My story is there too. You can fulfill your dreams. It's never too late. You can overcome adversity and succeed. And you can live your life in paradise. Read their stories. Barbara in Germany, from behind the Berlin Wall to freedom. Vireya, stargazing to wonderment. Who am I and where am I going? And the divine intervention. By the grace of God, I will do, Riga Kuff. Just awesome. A trip to the south side of Chicago in 2005 changed Rika's life. Get the book, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and Author House. Now, she is the 50-plus director of the consortium at the Hoffman Estates Park District. They were the national 2009 gold winners. Extraordinaire. HEParks.org. Let's see, this is December, January, oh my goodness, tax man cometh. We have a great CPA, Greg McIntyre. Call, you could log on, ahtax@ameritech.net and make contact with him. He'll be happy to walk you through a simple, complex problem for you, but not for him. And then if you go beyond that, the rates are individually assessed. We talked about your amazing body. A powerful heart, great immune system, vigorous mind, better vision, hearing, sleep, and more. And what about looks? Come on, don't tell me that looks don't matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. In the elixir, secret number 7, page 42, I share with you my secrets for distressing our faces. Did you know that anger releases toxins into the body? And the cells start to decay. Stress. We have to pay attention to our telomeres. We'll talk about it again more and more and more. I'm going to emphasize it. But this product that I have, it's called Procaine. It's 2 ounces. It's only available to me. No, all sales are final. I don't want to be bothered with returns. Looking good and feeling good is inside out. So you're doing all the right things. Oh, but you're stress-related. Premature death and premature aging. Yeah, keep it up. And this product is so pure that you only use it 3 times a week. And when you order the product, you'll get a copy of my ebook. Either way, you're going to get the ebook. You could get the ebook by calling me. You don't have to buy the product. But if you want the product, you get the ebook too. But the product is under $50. How sweet is that? There are some people that come into your life and stay for a little while and then leave. And then there are people that come into your life that leave a footprint on your heart. Edith Nam is one of those. It is my pleasure to be part of her consortium. She's an author, counselor, and educator extraordinaire. Her mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain and body through her latest book, Change to a Positive Mindset, and Extend Your Life. Your lifeline, yeah. And stay your life. A Journey of Miles of Smiles, Positive Energy, Power, Hope, Health, and Happiness. To learn more about this extraordinary lady, log on enamm.com, email ensharesmile@aol.com. So you're one of the two. TNT, toxic negative thinking, or flip it over, positive energy power. Because you've adopted, adapted, and activated the positive energy power within you. Her book is available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Change to a Positive Mindset. It is brilliant. Every single person on this planet Earth should have that book and choices. I quit. I don't want to work for corporate. I don't want to work for anyone anymore. But if you're, many of you need that 9-to-5 job, I know. But be creative. Think out of the box. How about a home-based business? Oh, stop the mind chatter. Yeah, you don't need a college degree. Yes, you're smart enough. Home-based businesses are exploding. It's for everyone. I don't, at every age. I had mine when I was 25 years old. I'm a solopreneur. Are you retired? Are you trouble having paid your bills? Did you have more months than money in November? There is a way to fulfill your dreams, your goals. How would you like residual income, maybe $200 or $300 a month? This, I'm telling you, when you elect to, you embrace, when you decide to explore a home-based business, you'll find that it offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money. Yeah, while making money. Leticia, leticia.myshackley.com. This is a call to action calling all women of the world, not only but in America but globally, the year to reign supreme, the year to let our voices heard in solidarity. Together we can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. Come on. If you're going to put in 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 hours a week, don't you want to take part of that for you? Come on, unleash your passion. Have you considered more profitable, less risky, and more of a soul-nourishing approach? Then think about your own home-based business. There is a way. How would you like to get a check each month for 4 figures? That's what Lee Patrick did. She's in the book, Choices. Walked into corporate America in the 1970s and said, I quit. I'm tired. of making all of you look good. I am now going to pursue my passion, my dream. And more people are becoming wealthy today, starting from nothing, and this could be you. It doesn't take a lot of money. It's pandemic. We're embracing the power of creating our own home-based business. And we shall be delighted to work with you. Letitia, L-E-T-E-C-I-A dot myshackley.com. Make it a family affair. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, let me go back to, you know, I really got fed up. Yes, I am an exercise evangelist. Yes, I will encourage everyone, but what I won't do is listen to whining. Now, let's be realistic about this, honeys. Come on. When you're in your 20s and 30s, if you don't have a great-looking body, when are you going to have it? So, it's a personal choice. I personally don't care what you look like. I want to look into your eyes and see what you're about. What is this obsession, this pandemic craze in America? Now it's all ages. Who cares if you don't have a flat stomach? I have a little bubble belly. And I said, hey, Silver Fox, does this bother you? And he said, what? He said, I don't even know what you're talking about. Get a life, Cass. And, oh, you got to have big boobs. And now I find out that they're enhancing your tush. Why? Could anyone tell me, justify, rationalize why you're upset? I don't care. This fit mom, this was in the Chicago Sun-Times, November 30th, fit mom should give regular moms a break. Well, I'm wondering why, I mean, what was her reason for posting her provocative photo, and she's in a bikini, and her three kids, 8 months, 2 and 3 years. You know what? Honey, darling, Maria, whatever your name is, she has, I don't know what her excuse is. She's saying, what's your excuse? I want to know what purpose. What did she gain? It's your body. It's your choice. It's your choice. Now, this is where we separate from the flock, the crowd. Bill the Silver Fox, also known as the Silver Fox, we met in the early 1950s. He's an iron worker, and he was very thin in high school, so he decided to go into bodybuilding, and he loved it. And I was introduced to classical ballet at the age of 11. So body discipline has been a way of life for us. We never faltered. It never changed. 5 to 6 days a week, we get up in the morning, we go and work out. I mean, doesn't everyone? Well, I was in for a rude surprise when I started out into the generality of our world. Whoa! We never outgrew our phase. It made sense. I am the designer of my life. I cannot be on the world stage in haute couture and not be fit. And it's all relative. I know that they have shows out now, TV shows. That's fine. I don't get caught up in it. I don't care. But let me tell you, during that phase, we're biking, hiking, I'm water ballet, marathon, swimming. It's our way of life. We thought everyone did that. No. We were made fun of. We've been advocates. Well, I've been an advocate of exercise since I was 7. And Bill, in his teens. So we were exercising when it wasn't fashionable, and so many made fun of us. We were the crazy ones. Now, let's fast forward decades later. Where are these people? Where are these people? I don't really think we were crazy. We were just way ahead of everyone. Thank you, God. Getting into shape may be easier than you think, even if you're wheelchair-bound or in a nursing home. There are a plethora of exercises that are designed just for you. You don't need to puff, labor, or strain in order to gain benefits. In some cases, moderate exercise is more exercise. Just move the body. Move that river of blood in your system so it doesn't become sludge. Moderate exercise may be more realistic for some. It lowers the risk of injury due to high-intensity exercises that many over the age of 50 fear. It's a learning curve. It's a learning process. So we have activity, could be anything, gardening, walking, doing laundry, housework, washing cars. No, guys, that's your job. I don't want to ruin a manicure. Just move it, okay? Exercise, aerobic and anaerobic. When exercising, two things matter, how long and what your pulse rate is during exercise. I'm a proponent of heart monitors. In the early 1980s, Bill and I were introduced to heart monitors. Dr. Jerry Morantz, our chiropractor, insisted we be educated to our personal high and low range heart rates while exercising. I urge all of you to talk to a sports doctor about getting your own personal heart monitor. To date, we do not exercise without ours. Best advice we ever got? Remember, when starting a new exercise program, check with your doctor first. So we have aerobic, we have anaerobic, non-aerobic. Hey, a message to 50 and over, you don't have a choice. You must exercise your body. Why? For optimal blood circulation. The brain needs oxygen, duh. The only way it's going to be fed the elixir of youth is through exercise. Picture this. If you don't, your blood becomes like a thick, solid mass of sludge, clogging your arteries. Now the benefits? Oh, you'll love this. It'll help to wring out most of your genes, helps reduce stress and depression, but best of all, it's going to stretch the good years. Are you ready? It enhances romantic intimate moments. Yes, the juice of life. Hey, we're not over the hill yet. Matters of the heart, why I want you to have a heart monitor. It's a muscle, weighs 11 ounces. Work it regularly and it becomes stronger. When you exercise, arteries become larger, more elastic, and less likely to clog up. If you go to your heart, are you digging your grave with your knife and fork? Yeah, you are what you eat. The fountain of youth can be found on your plate. I am Mediterranean. Strive to reduce stress in your life. Your heart will love you. Moderation is the key. Until tomorrow, the path to longevity. This is Kathy. Au revoir.